Thank you, Doug. And I'm being serious. I know we're going to get into a couple of different things and have a little fun. People are driving home from work, but let me give you the rundown of what's available on the Rewind. You missed anything, you want something specific, we got you covered. We opened the show, Pistons conversation, ESPN threw some names associated with you. We flatlined that, but that's available. Fan behavior, and has it gotten worse based on, look, yesterday, a little bit of a salty crowd at Comerica. I don't blame Tiger fans. I don't think we have bad fans, but a couple incidents, really weird stuff, and it was just the idea of, has it changed? And when you go to games, do you ever look around and go, what the hell is wrong with these people? Mm-hmm. In any sport. But also, who said it, the blitzes, the whole bit. Just a moment on this, and then we'll get to the fun.
Okay.
This Wisconsin lawsuit is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. You're suing for tampering when all that goes on every day is tampering. There's
yes.
no rules for who represents these kids. There's no standardized percentage. People, do you understand some of these agents repping NIL are taking as much as 25 to 30%? I mean, that's egregious.
Those are called idiots right there.
Right, but and it's the whole premise of, wah.
That's what I heard when Jeremy was talking.
No, because from what I gather, kid wasn't in the portal. So that's why it's tampering.
Wah.
If he's in the portal, yeah, he's still on the team.
Wah.
You called him in his dorm room or his apartment and said, hey, you want to come and play for Miami? Well, coach, I'm not in the portal. Don't care.
Wah. So here's, but again, Rico, guys are on the team and then they pull the plug on their season and sit out the rest of the year because mystically they don't want to play football no more. Cut scene. I'm in the portal with a no contact thingamabob. Rico, I just think, look, the horse left the stall.
Fair.
So I'm just, I just laugh.
But I think that's why they're like, you know, you couldn't even convince the kid to go to the portal. You just, nah, we're just going to go straight from the tap.
Don't need to. Just going to go right to the fridge, get a bottle of beverage, and do what I got to do. This is what people wanted. Here it is. So I don't know. I wanted your take real quick. We wanted to do something fun. And I know right now it's not sunny out, but look, this weekend we got 100 degrees on tap. You don't see that very often. It's going to be a heat index of 103 Sunday. I made a comment before the show. David agreed with me, and Rico looked at me like I was out of my mind, more so than usual. I also, apparently, the heat is going to cost me money because I'm making a donation to David's church. David is having a fish fry tomorrow in 100-degree heat.
Outside?
I'm turning my oh yeah, Mother Nature, you're bringing the heat. I see your heat and raise heat. My smoker is going to be run the next 48 hours. I am fighting the power. I don't give a damn. I will not be denied. We had the worst spring ever. Our weather's been god-awful. It is grilling season. And damn it, I'm going to grill. And I'm going to smoke, and it's going to be exciting. David has a fish fry going, and I've agreed to buy 1,000 Hudson. You were a barbecue pitmaster. You've quit. Now your luxury polos, you never fire up your grill. Who's with us this weekend? I want to know if people are doing this or are we insane?
Let me stop you right there.
You're getting involved?
Mon Frere. I'm not doing what you're doing.
Damn it.
But there may or may not be some smash burgers done
okay.
over the weekend. I'm not standing out in 103 real feel heat
Why
all
not?
Day trying to...
You're from Louisiana, for God's sakes.
Which means I know when to come in the house and when to go outside. Okay? That was ingrained in me. Okay.
Noted.
Get your butt in the house. It is too hot out there.
And nothing compares to Louisiana.
Nothing.
Louisiana, you can literally cut a slice of the air like cake and put it in a box. Mm-hmm. It's that thick.
So, yeah. Miserable? New.
I want to know who's with me.
Smash burgers will take all of 10 minutes or less. Back in the house.
That smoker's going to be on. And listen, I got things to do Saturday. Like, Saturday's a very busy day for me. My point is you can put things on a smoker and you can manage. Like, Saturday, I have a couple things I have to be at. My point is I'm not... Sunday is going to be The hottest day of the year.
100, yeah.
I'm not allowing it to affect me.
Okay.
I am small. Hey, listen, the value was too good at Costco.
So here's
nine
what I'm
pounds
thinking.
Of chicken wings are going on.
David, here's what I'm thinking. I think I may have gotten put in the friend category. I didn't get the invitation for some brisket. So I got a car.
Do you want
I could drive there.
Do you want
I could
brisket?
Pick it up. I promise. I won't even look you in the eye or speak to you.
I'll tell you what, I'll put it on the curb with a note.
There you go.
No, if you want some brisket, I'll give you some brisket. It's fine. My whole point, yeah, here's the list. Big G, Rip, you know, like it's not like this grandiose list.
Hey, Rico, is this like the malt situation with Doug?
Right.
Okay, first of all, I stood up for black people everywhere in the Doug Karsh incident with the mulch. Don't you dare.
We just celebrated.
I was essentially Jesse Jackson.
Just celebrated Juneteenth, and I can't even get brisket.
That is, you know what?
Out of David, line. David.
Unsavory.
David, I am a...
That is
I
just...
am a friend. Wow.
Don't do it,
he's
man.
Doing giant Don't air quotes, people.
I want to just poll the gallery. If you got plans this weekend, are you letting the heat alter it, or are you standing firm? Now, look, Saturday, I'm going to be at a couple of things I'm going to probably regret because of the heat, but I got
to
do it.
So when you go out to do the smoking, are you staying outside or are you in and out of the house?
Now,
if you're a real trooper,
I'll be outside.
Oh, you're staying.
The way I look at this, we hibernate 7 months of the year.
Right.
I can't be choosy about the heat. Okay. I'm going to just accept it, and we are going to roll. We're going to go for it.
Life insurance paid up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Doing this job, it better be.
Because I'm like, buddy, it's a brisket. That's just 16 hours of your life gone right there.
Well, the overnight brisket's the technique. I mean, that's the cheat code.
I know.
Listen, don't you worry. Listen, and plus, blame Costco. The value was too great.
I'm proud of you, but I've also feel like I created a monster. But as I told you, I celebrated Juneteenth.
I
vacuum suit.
I essentially feed my neighborhood. David's feeding his. David, you've got to set up a donation portal. I don't understand. I'm not. If I Venmo you. I know
it
what
will,
we're.
No,
I know where that money goes.
No,
it goes to Steelers.com.
Steelers.
All of a sudden, I'm on a road trip to see Steelers Bengals.
Yeah, like no offense, but like I'm willing to donate to the church and like help you feed people.
That's Stillers. Steelers.
Yeah, exactly. Or Stealers. Steelers.
That's the, and you know what?
Nope, do not. David Ticketex.
Love it, Mike. Can you adopt me? Let me get one of those brisket packages, please.
Listen, I try to take care of my people.
I'm only going to be outside tomorrow in this heat because of my job. Have to be outside, not looking forward to it. You all enjoy it.
Listen, and look, here's the deal. I've got a couple things I have to be at. If I didn't have those things, I was going to be at a wedding. You want to talk about heat?
Not outside.
Wow. I can't speak to it. I can't go. I had two prior commitments.
No.
The invite came out late. I can't
no,
be there.
No, was the wedding outside? Ooh, boy.
Look, I don't know. I just tell you, weddings always seem hot.
I just hope they got some ambulances right there.
You're right.
Ambulances.
Yeah.
David, go ahead.
Someone says, I'm with you, Mike. 15 pounds of pork butt and 5 pounds of tri-tip going down. See it? In Macomb.
That's right. And make sure you rest your tri-tip for at least 45 minutes. It's not a regular steak. It requires extended rest.
That I do know.
Going golfing Saturday and Sunday. This is what we live here November to February
yes.
for.
So the golfers, case in point. Now, this is another issue. Evan attempted to negotiate golf this weekend, and it turned into an absolute hostage crisis.
Yeah.
Evan got put in a box. So for the golfers, that's the other thing. Do you use your negotiating power to golf in 100-degree heat, or do you pocket this weekend, earn some honey points, and then redeploy your negotiations for an 18-hole afternoon later in summer?
I can't even imagine trying to golf in this heat and humidity. Like,
I'm asking.
Be miserable. Walking 18-hole? Oh, my goodness.
Listen, golfers are built different. This is what they do, man.
Okay.
This is who they are.
Yes, chef.
Okay. That's outrageous.
Wait. You know what I would like for you to do?
What? Tell me what more I can do.
Because he has been, quote, unquote, not a real Italian, can you at least teach Cookies how to smoke?
No.
Okay.
No, because he's useless. Like, I love Jim, but Jim's...
No, I mean, that's a great Cash a Ticket podcast of you.
I have tried
him.
With him. He's incapable. Oh, let me tell you. Now, if you barbecue, oh, he'll eat his body weight in it. But asking him to actually make anything? No, he's the guy who brings the pre-bought veggie tray to a party.
See, I feel bad. No, because I remember I gave him a grill.
That's what I was about to ask. Does he use it?
No.
I've never even
asked. Let me help you. No. He's too busy playing with his timeout. Almost used an alternative name for a cat. Timeout. Playing with his cat.
Feline.
Just keep it moving.
So you went to, oh, okay.
It's late in the week. I almost said something that would have been taken the wrong way.
Rare.
Right. Okay. No, Jim is useless when it comes to cooking.
No, I forgot. I've never asked him to use that.
And here's the reason I know he's a fake Italian. Not that this is relevant to anything we're talking about. None of his relatives cook Italian food. He is a straight up stovetop imposter.
Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised if his birth name was really Calendar and his mom is Marie.
Wow.
He can't cook. No one around him cooks. It's a disgrace.
What?
I wouldn't be surprised if he's a ranch on pizza person. Yeah, I said it.
That's against the law, man.
But the ranch on pizza or not?
Not me? Knowing how to cook if you're Italian or black or any, you know.
I wouldn't be stereotypical on a Friday, David.
Wow. Once again, and David, if now here's the thing. Before this audience and before God, if I make a donation to the fish fry,
it will go to the right, yes. It will go to the church, yes.
Cutscene. David's at MGM like Iverson back in 2010.
Maybe need a new pair of shoes.
I bought hush puppies. What's David doing on a craps table? All right, straight to the people. If you want the sports, we did 3 hours of it. Go and get it. Odyssey.com Rewind, including Bobby Marks getting launched out of a cannon by this show. I want to go to the people. I want to go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you, boss?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I'm all right, man. Hey, not only are golfers a different breed, we umpires are a different breed. I got 14 games in 3 days, bro.
Oh, God. And you're going to get yelled at. See, it's different if you have commitments this weekend, well, a wedding or whatever it is. Chris, you're going to be in the gear, and you're going to get yelled at, I presume, by helicopter parents.
Well, of course, but guess what, Mike? I only let them yell one time. After that, they're gone. See you, bye.
See, I like that. I honestly, if you're umping amateur or high school or travel ball, umps should really have tasers. That's the way out here. It's just not right. You know, in the MLB, it's the pros. I understand the level of conflict. I can't believe some of the things that you read, see, hear, how people behave towards youth sports umps. It's incredible.
Mike, I've been doing this for 34 years, and I can tell you stories that your jaw would hit the floor.
Yeah, it's people, man.
Well, here's what, and Chris, I'm sure you can attest to this because everybody thinks their kid is the next, and the umpire is holding them back. You're robbing me and my kid of their future.
Yep, and the fact is, guess what? Your kid isn't even going to sniff Division III ball. So, you know what? Just let the kids play, and... just root for your kid. That's it. You know what? You don't have to be a helicopter parent. You don't have to, sit behind the backstop and question balls and strikes, because the bottom line is when that happens, I don't even give a warning. I'm like, you know what? You got 5 minutes to get from behind the backstop. If you don't, I said, you'll be watching the game in your car.
And here's the funny thing, Mike, and Chris probably knows, the parents of the really good kids, the kids who have a future, are the quietest ones. Because they know my kids is going to go out there and show out. It's the ones that are barely going to make Division III. Oh, he's going to be the next Aaron Judge. No, he's not. Maybe Judge Judy. Not.
So, Chris, let me ask you a question. You go out and you got 14, 15 games over a three-day span. I mean, do they hook you up at all, or are you on your own?
Some venues give us carte blanche at the concession stands, and some venues don't. So I just bring my big cooler, and I throw Gatorade in it and water, and then I take a mini cooler to the fields. So
see, I got to tell you, Chris, you ought to have a per diem or something where it's like, look, if you're not going to hook me up at the concession stand, I'm not umping your game.
Some
about
don't.
That?
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
All the ones I've been to have taken care of you guys. That's a shame.
You know what? Maybe you deliver some of the fish and the hush puppies to Chris.
No, he doesn't. Chris doesn't need fish fry when he's in the middle of umping 17 games.
Oh, I mean,
come
no.
on. We'd have to put Chris on a bedpan. He can't call a game like that. It's ridiculous.
You know, Mike, it's funny you said that because the partner I had last weekend, he was slowing me down. After every game, he's sitting on the bench eating a hot dog and a Gatorade. I'm like, dude, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, God.
You're slowing me down. I want to get out of here. You can eat afterwards.
Yes. Oh, my Lord. Chris, just hydrate, man. Good Lord. I mean, that's the thing. Because you're right. It's one thing to be outside. Hell. Even if you're working outside, at least you're not getting verbally abused while you're doing it. Yeah. I'm not telling you it's easy.
No, it's not. But Chris knows. Parents of the really good kids.
They don't say nothing. They don't need to.
Quietest ones. You won't even know that they are there.
Let's go to Jason, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon, sir.
Before I get to the topic, I was on hold laughing. I got to ask Rico a quick question.
Okay.
Rico, you really want Mike to teach Costa how to cook? He drives an EV. You can't trust a person that drives an EV that can't even charge his car right, where Mike's got to sit there at a Myers or Walmart between East Lansing and trying to get home. I mean, come
Jason,
on. Okay,
Jason, here's the thing. There are regular EVs, and then there is the clown car that Jim drives.
And I was about
it
to
is
say,
a clown car.
And I was about to say, Jason, I don't want to clown EVs because some of them are like Costa. Seriously, where did you get this by purchasing a Happy Meal?
He like, actually bought
this from?
He bought the car that the clown and Uncle Buck drove up in.
20 miles, and he has to recharge.
It's unreal.
I apologize to the EVs. You're right. When I heard that story, Mike was sitting at a Walmart or Myers, whatever.
Jason, the funny
unreal.
Thing was.
Unreal. I'm watching Penn State, Ohio State on a cell phone because this kid's car can't go 13 feet without needing a charge.
Jason, I knew because Jimmy told me, he was like, Mike has no idea what he's in for.
I didn't. I thought my podcast partner was being nice. He goes, I'll pick you up. We'll go to East Lansing.
We sat in Jimmy's office cracking up like, Mike is going to lose it.
Mike, why don't you just go in that store and buy a Ryan lawnmower? You would have got home quicker, probably.
Honestly, I should have bought a John Deere and just, is that Mike?
Here's a pack of 9-volt batteries.
Can this get us going? I'm one of them little scooters.
God. We're at that Costa enough. I mean, the jokes write themselves. But the reason why I called is I'm going to be out cooking and smoking this weekend.
Yes.
I called last week. I'm the guy that went out with my buddies for Father's Day. We went out D.C. fishing last weekend.
Oh, you got the goodies. You're ready to roll this weekend.
Oh, yeah, and then we're going to cook some burgers for the kids and all that junk. But I know it's hot up there. It's going to be triple digits down here. But
you're used to it at this point. I mean, you're a North Carolina guy. You got to get used to this crap.
Oh, it takes a lot of years, but it's worth it, and the roads are better. I heard what you said about the roads.
Yeah, it's night and day.
But seriously, though – Rico, you know how to cook. I mean, I heard about your excellent ribs. Why don't you make some ribs and bring it to Mike and get your brisket? I mean, come on, do a little trade-off.
No,
man.
Because here's the thing, Jason. My ribs are now beneath Mike.
He is now
this Costco connoisseur.
Hey,
and yeah. Oh, thank you.
Guess what?
And you know what?
I learned it by watching you.
And you know what? Yeah, I'll be feeding his dogs.
That's not true.
Oh, ribs, oh, honey! Look what he brought us.
Quid pro quo. If you want brisket, I give you brisket.
Look what he brought the dog.
Look what he brought the dog.
Unbelievable. First it was the dog treats, and now it's ribs. There you go.
Okay, David, take your text.
Oh my!
By the way, I happen to love the fact that on a Friday, Costa is just body blow after body blow.
Oh he's taking strays.
Well, speaking of body blows, here we go. One of my best friends is getting married outside tomorrow. The groomsmen are in all dark blue suits. Pray for us, he says.
It's going to be a tough one.
Yikes.
Like I said, I had a couple things that are very important to certain people in my life I got to be at, or I was going to have to be at another important thing, a wedding. And I mean, it's neither of these were great scenarios heat-wise.
The only thing I can say is if it's at a venue with like a walk-in cooler, put your suit in the cooler.
Great.
Seriously, I let it get as cold as possible before you put it on.
Whoa, Mike, my last name is Calendar. Don't you dare dump cookies in with me.
Yeah, sorry. Nobody wants him. It's just, it's unreal.
Stop talking about how hot it's going to be. My AC died and it won't get replaced until next Friday.
Call Mastercraft. Great same-day service if you call before noon.
I can attest.
Just shout out. I mean, I do the reads. Come on, but people.
You know what? Because of that, Mike, and that caller, I'm going to get some ribs at some point in the week.
Good. That's all. I just want to see you be who you used to be.
David, you can't.
I can't.
This new version of you, it's just, you know, I miss the old Rico.
I've just been busy.
That's no, the guy who operated the grill, man.
Just been busy. That's all.
I've been side watching a Marvel film. All right. That was a cheap shot.
That was a flag, man. Come on. That's a flag.
He can't call me an elitist for going to the place he got me to go to, all right? I love Costco, and you don't get to trash that.
I know you do, but if I bring over the ribs.
That's not okay. You know what?
That's nice.
All right, just an FYI, we've banned Jeff Rieger from Crosstalk, not because he's obnoxious or childish or whatever. We're convinced Jeff is sick. He's in the denial phase, and I'm not having it on a Friday afternoon.
He's beyond denial. Like, Jeff, you know, you got a pink eye.
No, I don't.
You look high.
He also has possibly a cold. So basically, Jeff is a vagrant. I don't want him anywhere near.
No, it's
I'm not going to endanger Jake or David or me or Rico. It's the weekend time. I ain't having it.
I feel fine. Like, actually, okay. No. So I was like, I'm going to go check. I'm like, when you get there, you want to make a bet? I know exactly what they're going to tell you. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this one out.
Yeah, I closed my door. Don't want him near. I don't even want to hear the air that he breathes. I don't want any of that coming my way.
And he touched the door, which means now we got to scrub up like surgeons to get out of here.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable. Give me a few ticket texts, and then I'm telling you. What a disgrace. He should have called management and just been honest.
It just, yeah, did the do the show from home.
Oh,
Michael, good God. Michael in a truck says, I'm with you guys. We only get 6 nice days in the summer before the crappy weather gets back. I'm outside all 6 days.
That's right.
I will be out making it hotter while I use my flamethrower to fight against mosquitoes.
What?
Using a flamethrower.
That doesn't sound...
It actually sounds fun.
Oh, dear.
No. I'm playing in a disc golf tournament all weekend. Pray for me, guys. Brian in A2.
Woo.
Sunday, he says, some other guy
people
says.
People still disc golf, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Sunday, we have an outdoor church event with 3 grad parties. 100 degrees. That'll be fun.
Mm. 3 cards. Congratulations. Congratulations.
And
congratulations.
Leave.
And I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Was he here?
Yeah, he was here.
Kid got their money. That's all they care about.
Oh, my.
Have to be at a 7 p.m. Keith Urban concert.
Is that outside?
I'm not sure. I think it is outside. Yes, Pine Knob. There it is. That's what he says.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh,
boy. 62. Oh, no. I am with you guys. St. Louis Ribs going in the a.m. Dan in a truck.
It's you got to take advantage. We have very limited time with decent weather. It's just the way it needs to be.
I booked a tee time for 1 p.m. tomorrow because that's when I'm able to play. Bought a neck fan at Costco today because
golfers,
I'm not going to let the weather get to me.
Golfers are built different.
Yeah,
man.
And I'm sure most golfers know it. To beat the heat, Mike, and for you, either a towel or if you can get one of those things where you dip it in water.
Like
and
a Jerry Tarkanian look.
You wrap it around your neck and... It looks ridiculous. It will cool you off.
Going golfing on Sunday with my son for his birthday. We're going to enjoy this weather. Joel in Walt Lake. Outside all day tomorrow. Pool during the day. Grill during the evening.
Listen, it's the bottom line. It's going to snow probably in 2 weeks. You got to take it. Think how bad the spring was. Rico, you need to get back on that horse. I don't know what happened. I don't know why you hate your grill and your flat top and your smoker. You got to get back on the horse.
You know what it was?
They miss you.
No, I told David. It was the griddle. Like this is great.
You stop doing everything else.
And it's like, okay, all right. But no, I've used the smoker, but man, the smash burgers on the griddle. And
I am, listen, goodness. Just telling you.
There's a lot. Hey, look,
cooking breakfast out there.
A lot of people out here who love you and feel like they're losing you. There's going to be an intervention with all your grilling devices you don't use anymore.
No. It's called diversity. That's all.
Okay. David.
Here's one more here. Working on the roof of the center garage downtown all weekend and Monday, setting up and working the fireworks. Oh, can't God. Wait for 99 degrees.
Thoughts and prayers right there.
Yes.
Just hydrate and Godspeed. That is lethal. David, I wish you good luck at the fish fry. But if you're going to be serious about the community, hush puppies. I don't know what you're doing. Come on, man.
I'll make it happen.
They come in big frozen bags. You throw them in the fryer. Come
make
on
it happen. I'll make it
David,
happen.
David, I hope you're not standing over a fryer tomorrow.
For most of the day, yeah.
Tough it up, David.
Yeah, for most
come
of the
on.
Day, I will be.
Embrace the heat.
I will.
He's doing something nice for the neighborhood,
what
man.
What I'm saying is, like, stand over the fire.
Okay. Listen, we're out of here. I don't know what
put your hand in the grease.
I don't know what Rieger's talking about because Rieger right now has the same hygiene as someone on Skid Row, and I don't want to be a part of it. Everybody wash your hands.